where Krishna stole the clothes of all the gopis. And we can have darshan of this amazing place, and the tree stands here. And we pay our obeisances to that tree because it was a witness of this wonderful pastime, which I'm sure you all know. When they were so young, Katyayani Devi is here as well. And when they were so young, the gopis prayed to Katyayani Devi to have Krishna as their husband. And Krishna came on the last day of their Katyayani when the Priyanamasakis were with all the young gopis as well and fulfilled their desire. Thank you, Radhika. You are Premanandi. From Chandrapur? From Chandrapur? Could you speak something to the people on the webcast? Something of the past times that took place here?
When you want.
On the phone or on the internet?
What time do you want?
No, now. They're here live.
Live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurumurtam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Putra Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Iti Namine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. At the bank of Yamuna, the most precious place, Cheer Ghat, I pay my obeisances unto lotus feet of my Shri Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pariyurji Kajari Ashtotar Shri Srimad Bhakti Vinant Narayana Goswami Maharaj. By dint of his causeless mercy and his guidance, we all could come to this place, which is a rarest, most place, most difficult place. This is a place known as Cheer Ghat, just at the bank of Yamuna. Yamuna used to flow at this place. Right now where we are standing, it's dry now. Appears as if Yamuna is withdrawing herself, but just at the bank of this Yamuna, there is a very beautiful tree, Kadamba tree. We are paying our obeisances to this tree. This is a very tree where Krishna climbed after taking the garments of gopis. All these gopis were observing one fast, Kaitayani Vrat. They were worshipping demigoddess Katyayani after taking bath in Yamuna. This was winter season in India, and they used to come early in the morning and used to take bath, and after taking bath they will go to Katyayani Devi and pray to her. Would you believe what they used to pray? Their prayers: O Katyayani Devi, we pay our obeisances unto you. From the core of our heart, we beg to you, please, please, please make Krishna our lover and make us his beloved, his co-wife. This was their prayer. These were young girls, those girls who were once upon a time Munichari. Munichari means in their past life they were rishi, sages, saints, and observed a lot of austerity, and they did aradhana of Krishna by Gopal mantra. Rishichari, all those scriptures describing about Krishna and gopis pastime, and so many others, they took birth In this Prakat Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan, Bhom and Prakat Vrindavan means that Braj, which is situated on this material earth, but Krishna, when he performed his pastime here, at that time they took birth from the womb of cowherd gopis, and hence they became gopi. By the inspiration of their past karmas, past life, aradhana, they are desiring to love Krishna. They are desiring to have Krishna as their lover. And then once their fast was completed for 1 month, and on the last day of their fast, Krishna came and he took all their clothes with him and he hanged them on this tree, this beautiful tree. And then he called, "Oh gopis, look at this tree. This tree has colorful leaf." And then those gopis saw, "Oh no, it does not have colorful leaf. It has their colorful clothes hanging on it." And then they say, "Oh Krishna, what you have done? You have taken our clothes?" "Oh no, I have not done it." And there was loveful exchange. And then they begged for their clothes. And Krishna said, "Okay, you come as it is from your Yamuna ji, and you come with folded hand to me, I will give you clothes." And Krishna gave them clothes. They proved this world that they are of Krishna. They are ready to come in front of Krishna, even naked, if Krishna desires so, because they are ready to serve Krishna by all means, including their body. And then Krishna gave them clothes and promised them that on Sharad Purnima he will fulfill their cherished desire. And he fulfilled it at the Sharad Purnima and he performed Ras dance with them. God Premanande Hari Hari.
Thank you so much.
So, what are these?
They are live on the internet. He's just putting, you know, each of them. Yeah, so he phones me and then he puts on computer and then it's on www.purebhakti.tv. So everyone can hear something.
Purebhakti.tv.
It's a sound recording only, not
no picture, only audio. Yeah.
But it is nice.
Well, different times in different parts of the world. Hare Krishna. Okay, now we're going to make our way to Yamuna. Everyone, all many, many devotees are taking baths right now. It's such an auspicious place because we also want to, like these gopis that perform the Katyayani Vrat, we also, you know, want to serve Krishna fully. So many devotees are taking baths here, though it's not as cold as when the gopis did it in the month of, what month is that? Oh, it's the next month, after Kartik. Okay, let me see. Oh, there's ashram runs. Let me see if he'll speak. Trudging through the sand. Maharaj? Okay. No, we'll find someone else. Jai Yamuna Devi. She's so beautiful and she's full of so many devotees. It's nice. Okay, you're just going to come with me to take oxygen, everybody. Here we go to the banks of the Yamuna.
She's so cool and fresh.
Hi, Krishna. You want to talk to the devotees in the world? Yeah, webcast. Tell them something.
Hey, Haribol.
Haribol, Dhanavad.
We are in Yamuna. We just about getting to the water in Yamuna. It's so fantastic. This is Bala Prabhu all the way from Malaysia. I'm having a fantastic time here. We just arrived at in this place after, what do you call this?
Cheergat.
And I'll pass the phone back to you, Anita. Thank you.
It's good to see you. Can you speak something to the devotees listening to the webcast? They're listening by phone and then on internet. Many, many devotees. English? No English. You want to speak? Yeah.
I don't know.
Hare Krishna.
Dhanavad Prabhu.
Dhanavad Prabhu. This is Krishna Kanta Das.
Ah, oh, long time.
Yes, yes. So what you heard so far?
Oh, just very little. The last place that you were, we couldn't get the signal. So if you can tell us anything about, you know, the last Parikrama stop, that would be wonderful.
Oh, the last stop was Biharban.
So
Biharban, this place where there's a big goshala. And there's Kadamba trees. Rasanto was giving class and Ban Maharaj. They're talking about the Kadamba tree and the Tamal tree, two different trees. Kadamba tree is white color. And they say that Kadamba tree is representative of Srimati Radharani. It's Radharani herself. And the Tamal tree is Sri Krishna. And this place where Krishna, you know, performed his grazing his cows and all the things. And there's a big, huge goshala, 750 cows there. They're taking care, feeding them and taking care of them. And the goshala devotee said, so this one old cow is there, which is from the Krishna's cow, goshala, you know. Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows, and this one cow is still remaining there from that same dynasty of cow. And this 750 cows is like from the same dynasty of Krishna's 900,000 cows. So these Bhavas are taking care of those cows, and Krishna's pastime there, especially performing Rasa Lila with all the gopis. And this is near Cheerghat. Now the next stop we have come right now is Cheerghat. So it's very close by both this place. Especially Krishna performing Rasa Lila, and he's going on day with all his friends and cowherd boys and cows for grazing, and spending the whole day in the forest. And I'll tell you a few things about this place where we got right now. It's Cheerghat, where Krishna stole clothes of all the gopis, cowherd girls of Vrindavan. And then that pastime was performed here. It's next to Yamuna River. All the river is taking baths right now. And the Yamuna is gone a little bit away from the ghat, from the bank, like the original bank where the Kadamba tree is situated right now, still now. So, this pastime, Krishna stealing clothes of gopis, all the
other gopis is there's a very, very significant reason behind that. All the gopis of Vrindavan, they had a wish that Krishna should be, they wanted Krishna as their husband. So, and to fulfill their desire, their wish, for one whole month, they did one brata of Katyayani Devi. And after this Katyayani Devi brata, this one day Krishna came and Krishna stole this gopi's clothes. And then he went up to the, climbed up to the tree, and then he was waiting there. And all the gopis were taking bath in the Yamuna River. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, all the gopis found there's no clothes. So they're looking where, and finally they saw Krishna, you know, climbed up on the tree, and he stole all the clothes and everything. And he's sitting there. So they ask from Krishna for their clothes, no return. But Krishna said, no, no, first you have to come out of the water and bow down to me, and then I'll give you a cloth. But they were very shy. They didn't have any clothes on, so they're very shy. But finally, they saddened that completely, and they came up, and they offered their obeisances and bowed down to Krishna. And then Krishna said, this was your brata. You're doing some brata that should fulfill to Katyayani Devi that you want me as your husband. So I will fulfill your wish in the forthcoming full moon, Ras Purnima. I will perform Ras dance with you and fulfill all your desires. So this place is this Chirghat. It's this special pastime performed here. He stole the clothes of the gopis. And so now Harikatha haven't started yet. So I think that's all. Like, no, I can say right now. I will give the phone to Anita Didi. Thank you very much, Shabru.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay, we made our way back by the tree. Oh, I think they're reading from... Let me see if I can get the phone in. They're not using a mic. I think they're reading from Ananda Vrindavan Champu.
Shastras complain that all women are servants of Narayan. Gargamuni has also said that I am similar to Narayan in qualities. Therefore, I am now your Narayan. To nullify your offense to Narayan, you should face me and offer respects to me. Then you can take back your undergarments. I have no business with the undergarments of women, but I am going to keep your upper garments and use myself as shawls. When the gopis simply lowered their heads as an obeisance to Krishna, Krishna said, oh, no, offering respects with just the head is inferior. When Krishna saw them using one hand, he objected again. This is also inferior. Thus Krishna made the gopis hold both hands together in prayer. When Krishna saw them folding their hands, but keeping them below their waist to cover their private parts, he said, offer obeisances with your palms joined above your head. Actually, it's told by Srila Kavi Karnapur in Ananda Vrindavan Champu that Krishna dealt with the gopis and toyed with them as if they were play dolls. You see? So thus, now the verses go on. Thus the young girls of Vrindavan, considering what Lord Achyuta had told them, accepted that they had suffered a fall down from their vow by bathing naked in the river. But they still desire to successfully complete their vow, and since Lord Krishna is himself the ultimate result of all pious activities, they offered their obeisances to him to cleanse away all their sins. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, can you hear this? The gopis thought that the result...
Are you able to hear this?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Even if they had to sacrifice their modesty, therefore they decided to simply surrender unto Krishna. This is explained in this verse. When Krishna had pointed out that bathing naked was an offense, Then the gopis decided that their vow had become useless. Desiring to attain the results of their vrata, they offered respects to Krishna, who bestows the results of all actions, what to speak of this vrata. The gopis said, if we satisfy Krishna, who is the sum total of all results, then what else remains to be gained? Someone may argue with the gopis, saying, you may gain the results, but what about the sin incurred? This verse answers the question by saying that Krishna is the purifier of all sins, avadya vrig. Thus there can be no fault for those who obtain the mercy of the Lord. Verses go on. Seeing them bow down like that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Devaki, gave them back their garments, feeling compassionate towards them and satisfied by their acts. Then, although the gopis had been thoroughly cheated, deprived of their modesty, ridiculed and made to act just like toy dolls, and although their clothing had been stolen, they did not feel at all inimical towards Sri Krishna. Rather, they were simply joyful to have this opportunity to associate with their beloved. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, even though the gopis were treated contemptuously, they still acted favorably toward their beloved by doing what would have been impossible for others to do. We can't imagine in the Vedic times how impossible this would have been for young girls to do that, huh? But they sacrificed all for Krishna. And astonishingly, the gopis became blissful by this. The gopis had been deceived to the extreme by Krishna's words criticizing their nakedness. After forcing them to give up their modesty, Krishna mocked them, insisting that they come get their clothing. He made the Brajakumaris dance like puppets, Kridinavat. And when Krishna said, I am telling the truth, this is not a joke, then the gopis did not find fault in him, nor did they criticize Krishna when he told them to hold their folded hands above their heads as atonement. Though all this was done to them, the gopis felt blissful because they got to meet their beloved Priya. They actually became even more attached to Krishna for doing all these things. The conclusion is that when one is considered dear, Priya, then whatever that dear one does is experienced with pleasure, even if it gives pain. Yes. You hear that point? Everyone understood? Yeah. The conclusion is that when a person is considered Priya, very dear, then whatever that dear one does is experienced with pleasure, even if it gives pain. This is transcendental love. In the material world, we want only that our senses will be pleased. Atmendriya Priti Vansha. We have only our own selfish desire that our senses will be pleased. But if somebody displeases our senses, even if they are near and dear to us, then we feel distanced from them. Because they're not giving us happiness. But the actual test if someone is truly dear is that even if that person performs an activity which displeases you, even if it causes suffering, but still it will be experienced as pleasure because of the love and affection. Yes, the guru-disciple relationship. Yes.
Guru chastises you, and you should realize that he's doing this out of love. Then your love should increase.
And also Gurudev says, then why is Guru chastising the disciple? Out of love for a disciple to remove all of his anarthas. Therefore the Guru is doing that for the disciple's ultimate happiness. But if a disciple mistakes it as causing, why is he causing me such difficulty? Why is he putting me through this? Then he's not really, he's showing that he doesn't truly have complete affection and love for Sri Guru. So the chastisement of Guru is very, very merciful act of his. If he doesn't love his disciple, he won't bother to chastise. He'll only chastise someone that he loves. Otherwise, he'll neglect. Okay, wait.
Where was it? 10th Council of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's Sarartha Darshini commentary. It's available. It's been 2-3 years. They're here. Now he's hurting everybody over there, but he will stay here and continue this for a short time. But anyone who needs, wants to go, I'm going to try to, yeah, just give him another page and a half.